Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is The Author Show, and I'm your host, Linda Thompson. Sparks fly when a former hellion and a straight-laced cop reunite. That's the first sentence in our book, The Ties That Bind, Book 1 in the Family Ties series. Written by Jensen Schmidt, it's a coming-home story that tells of family, relationships, loving, letting go, and acceptance. Jensen is here to share more. And Jensen, I've interviewed you before, so welcome back to The Author Show.
Thank you, Linda. It's great to be back. I was glad I was assigned to you, unless you specifically looked for me. I was excited when I saw the email come in from you.
And I love talking with you. So will you please give us a quick overview of your book, The Ties That Bind?
I'd be happy to. This is a story that is basically a woman's journey of self-discovery and finding love and acceptance. She returns home after her estranged father dies. She encounters her sisters who she does not have a good relationship with. They all have the intent of just getting through the funeral, selling the family home, and going about their business, but nothing goes according to plan. She finds out from her father's attorney that she actually inherits the property. And of course, that makes the rift between her and her sisters even worse. She runs face to face into the local cop who she sort of had a crush on when she was a kid. He always kind of admired her, but there was too much of an age difference then. And he starts telling her some things about her father that she didn't know.
Well, that sounds really interesting. Jensen, so where did you get the idea for your storyline?
Actually, it came from an idea about what Shiloh's chosen profession is, which is a little bit unusual. I wanted to write a book about it. And so I thought of how I could create a character that would be in this line of work. She is a equine therapist, or studying to be an equine therapist. And the reason for that is because she used equine therapy during her recovery, throughout her physical accident and her emotional journey. She was helped by pairing with an animal. I just loved that. And I loved the idea of having a Western setting with a little bit of a twist to it. So it's set on a horse ranch, but it's not your typical cowboy story.
When thinking about writing this new series, which came first, the plot or the characters?
I think the characters for me always come first. I own an inn, so I meet a lot of interesting people, and a lot of times I wonder about their lives, which leads me to creating characters in my head. And then I just put those people in interesting situations. So I wanted to have a female-driven series with emotional journeys for these women to become their full selves and know their self-worth.
Do your characters take on traits of real people you know, or are they pure fiction?
I think for the most part, it's pure fiction. I don't plot anything out. I truly write organically, what's called pantsing. I just write by the seat of my pants. So I may have an idea for a character that I keep foremost when I'm writing, but sometimes I don't know. Things happen in the story as I'm writing, and I don't necessarily know that's going to happen. So then I have to, you know, go from there, which happened a couple times in this book. So it was interesting to see these new people come into the story and then develop their characters as well.
If you could compare The Ties That Bind with any other, what would that other book be?
I don't know that I would compare it so much with any one particular book. I read a couple books by Jodi Picoult that were sort of in this vein where it's a woman's journey to, I don't really want to say like a rags to riches story, but along those lines where everything seems lost and this person seems like just a loser. And then it turns out that they were never really a loser. They just had a bad perception of themselves and they've turned their lives around and become really great people, very self-assured and confident. And so I think it's more women's fiction than romance, but there certainly is a romance element in it.
Jensen, I fell in love with your book cover. Do you know who designed it? And do you know who the young woman is in the photo?
I do not know the young woman in the photo, but she is absolutely beautiful. I just found her through some stock photos, And when I was working with my cover designer, who is Kelly Martin, and she does cam design, I told her that I wanted the hair to be a little bit different color and the eyes to be a little bit different color because my character had gray eyes or kind of silvery eyes. And so the model that I found had more blue eyes. And so she did a fantastic job with her cover design in making those eyes gray and just making her pop out with the ranch sort of in the background. She did an amazing job. I love her. I'm going to be using her for the next two books in the series as well.
Well, speaking about the next two books, will book two in your series feature some of the same characters? And is it set in the same small town in Arizona?
It starts out in the same town, yes. One of the secondary characters in The Ties That Bind in this book is a young girl by the name of Bailey. And Bailey and Shiloh develop a friendship that continues into book two, which is Bailey's journey from being basically a victim of domestic abuse, domestic violence, and foster care system to, again, her journey of self-worth, becoming a real confident woman worthy of love. So the second book is about Bailey, and she starts out in Arizona, but quite early in that story, she moves out of that environment for her own emotional and physical health. And so then the next two books are set in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
You don't like big towns, do you?
Not a city girl at all. And I like to keep, again, that kind of that Western feel. And so the second two books, Bailey's book in particular, is going to continue with the equine therapy because she develops an interest in it by working with Shiloh at Shiloh's ranch. She meets a gentleman in her story who owns a horse ranch and a cattle ranch. So she kind of takes up her own profession.
Jansen, you touch on attempted suicide, domestic violence, as well as physical and mental disabilities. Why did you want to address these mental health issues in your book?
Well, mostly I just wanted to show readers that there's not a one-size-fits-all solution to dealing with mental health problems or issues. Everybody grieves differently. Everybody processes pain differently. And there are different methods and solutions for everybody. It's not just, you know, well, my cousin had autism and so you need to do this. It's not the same for everybody. And so I had three different situations. I didn't necessarily mean to have three heavy topics in one book. It just happened that way. I needed to have, because Shiloh wants to open a equine therapy facility in this small town in Arizona, she needed to get some patients from somewhere. So the fact that Luke, the hero in the story, has a daughter with Down syndrome and some developmental issues, it just fit right in with the story. So that's why I included that. And the domestic violence is, again, a buildup for Bailey's story in book two.
The Ties That Bind has won a very nice award. Will you please share a bit about this award with us?
Yeah, I was very excited. I entered it in the Literary Titan Book Awards, and I received a 5-star gold award. Literary Titan gives out awards for their monthly best books that are reviewed through their review service. It's books that they believe deserve extraordinary praise. I'm very proud of that. I was touched that I got that. And, you know, you never know when you enter a contest or you send your book out there for reviews what's going to happen, but I was just over the moon when I got that. So it tells me I'm doing something right, you know? It sort of justifies the doubt that you have through the whole writing process.
Absolutely. So what sets The Ties That Bind apart from others in the same genre?
Well, I think that in this particular book, it's the dealing with the kind of the real heavy topic of the mental health stuff, the attempted suicide by a child, and how the girls were kind of abandoned. One of the parents died when the girls were young, and the other parents sort of shut down. And these girls just kind of fended for themselves. And it's tough reading, I think, if maybe it touches too close to home. But I think I did a really nice job of shining a positive light on the healing process and getting through that with your family and with your community. And I hope that people, when they read it, can see that there's a positive side to that.
When you get to the last book in your series, will the three sisters finally come to grips with their relationship and become friends?
I do not go back and reintroduce those characters in the rest of the series. In the end of The Ties That Bind, the oldest sister and the youngest sister definitely have healed their rift. There's quite an age difference between the two of them, too. So they were, the two older ones kind of raised Shiloh. Her mother died when she was like two. So the older two kind of raised her and were a little bit resentful of that. And it wasn't Shiloh's fault, but the older sister, you know, when the sisters come back, the older sister does tell her some heartbreaking family secrets that Shiloh never knew that happened when she was a little girl. And they kind of talk things out. And now they both understand, I know why you did what you did. And it kind of has a happy ending. The middle sister is just messed up. That's the only thing I can say. You know, everybody, the reader's just going to have to make up their mind about that.
So. Well, Jensen, when did you realize you wanted to be a published author?
It wasn't that I realized I wanted to become an author. I just decided I was going to see if I could write a book. It was really just that simple. I had ideas and was always talking to people about, wouldn't this make a great movie or wouldn't that be a fun book? And one day I was at work and one of the attorneys where I was working, she said, well, why don't you just write it? And I'm like, I don't write books. And so then I thought to myself, well, I don't know. Why don't I write it? You know? And so I just sat down and started writing. And when I finished the manuscript, I thought, well, that wasn't that hard. And then I found out all the stuff I didn't know. And then I started going to some writing classes and I joined a writer's group and went to some seminars and read a bunch of books and took some online classes. And I learned that I really didn't know a darn thing about writing. And so that's kind of how the journey began. I just sort of challenged myself. I've always kind of been a creative person. I played the piano from a really young age and I did very well at that. I've done a lot of work on stage. I'm a dancer, singer, actress. And so creating has always been sort of in my blood. And I haven't done any stage work for a long time. And so now I'm creating with books. So I think it's just something that's in me that needs to come out is that creativeness. And I enjoy writing. It's hard. It's a lot harder than people think. But that's sort of how the whole thing happened.
Interesting. So now, will you read a short excerpt from The Ties That Bind for us?
Yes, I'd be happy to. This is not the very beginning of the book, but it's toward the beginning, shortly after Luke has met with Shiloh and realizes there's some stuff going on, and he's having a conversation with his mother. Luke, honey, his mother's voice was soft. Ross Ferguson was about as proud as they come. He wouldn't accept any form of help, thought it was charity, beneath him. Unfortunately, he didn't realize his children needed more than the basics of life. It was them little girls who suffered the most, but he just didn't see it. He provided for them, made sure they were going to school and had the things they needed, except what they needed the most. Luke fiddled with the zipper pull on his jacket. Thanks, Mom. That helped. Luke. This time her voice carried strength, almost authoritative, like he'd use in a similar situation. I'd think twice about getting involved. Those girls have deep scars, and this place undoubtedly brings back bad memories for them, especially Shiloh with all those shenanigans she used to pull. You've got your own difficulties to deal with. Don't complicate your life any more than it already is. Yeah. His mother was right, but his heart seldom listened to reason. That's why trouble had come calling 6 years ago, because his damn rebel heart refused to heed his brain's sound advice about staying on the straight and narrow and not picking up vulnerable women. Thanks, Mom. I gotta go. Luke thumbed the phone off and turned the car back toward Twisted Fork. The streets, slick with melting snow, gave him a good excuse to drive extra slowly and to think. Other deputies could have patrolled this isolated section of Coconino County, but he always chose this route. He wanted to be close to Twisted Fork, to home. His daughter was in excellent hands with Rhonda at her daycare facility, and his mother was only a few minutes away if something happened, but he still felt the need to stay as close to home as possible. He couldn't imagine life without Ada, his precious 5-year-old daughter. He wondered how Ross Ferguson could turn a blind eye to any of his daughters. Did he truly think Shiloh was a consolation prize? He sighed. His brain told him that getting involved with Shiloh was a bad idea, but his instincts told him that she needed him. Underneath her banged-up, hard-shell exterior lay a compassionate, smart woman. Despite the rumors and the gossip, He knew the kinds of activities that she'd engaged in as a teenager. When not with her hoodlum friends, she was usually covertly engaged in some kind-hearted pursuit. Why won't she let people see that side of her? He wondered out loud. Why keep up the rebel act? Funny how nobody remembers the good stuff. Well, he remembered. He didn't help then, but he would now.
Oh my gosh, what a perfect excerpt to get us interested in wanting to know more. So where can we learn more about you, about your other books, and where can we purchase The Ties That Bind?
You can learn most of that stuff directly from my website, which is jansenschmidt.com, JANSENSCHMIDT.com. There's information there about me, about my books. There are direct purchase links to all the different retailers, whether you want electronic form or you want paper. You can find that on my bookshelf page. Each book has its own little page with trailers, and my other podcast is on there for the last one we did. I have a newsletter sign up there where you can get all of the most up-to-date information about things going on in my life, my upcoming book projects. There's a contact page there if you have any questions or you just want to say hello, shoot me an email. I'd love to hear from you. That's really the best place. But basically, my books are available wherever books are sold.
We've been talking with Jansen Smith, author of The Ties That Bind. Jansen, I've just finished reading The Ties That Bind, and I'll admit that I was hooked from page one to the very last. You've written a story that will stay with the reader for some time after finishing. Thank you for sharing Shiloh's story with us. And when you publish book two, will you please come back and talk with us again?
Yes, ma'am, I will. I'd be happy to. I really appreciate you taking the time to meet with me and to spread the word about my books. And I just want to encourage everybody. It doesn't have to be my book. Whether you read anybody's book that you love, please leave a review. It means so much to the authors. It helps with all the algorithms to get their book seen. And I just appreciate it so much when people do that. You can leave reviews at Amazon or at Goodreads, BookBub, various places. It's just very helpful for authors.
I couldn't agree more. The Ties That Bind will hit home for just about everyone. It seems that all families have their secrets and misunderstandings, and Jansen's character development will make the reader relate to at least one character in this exciting and suspenseful romance. Well, if that review in this interview has you wanting more, go to jansenschmidt.com and order your copy today. And when you finish reading, please don't forget to post your review, and please share this interview with your friends so that they too may become acquainted with their author. And remember, The Author Show may be accessed at any time at theauthorshow.com. Plus, selected interviews can also be found on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, and many more. Whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of new books, theauthorshow.com is a really great place to start.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.